Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast, where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
And we have a lot of like unexpected updates for you guys. Yeah. This episode is all about how we accidentally ran into Demi Lovato in New Jersey.
On the boardwalk.
I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth because I never thought that we would ever meet Demi together, let alone probably ever meet Demi again, because like meet and greets don't seem to be a thing anymore. So this was so unexpected, but so exciting. So we wanted to share it with you guys.
It's even more surreal, like for me, because it's like my home state. Like, so Demi was walking a boardwalk that I grew up going to in the summer. So it was like, seeing Demi like on Instagram story, like put that picture of the stone pony. I was like,
yeah,
I grew up going there.
Like, how many times have you walked that same boardwalk? And like,
yeah.
So it's really full circle too. And I think it made it super special that we got to experience this together, because we have this podcast. Our friendship is possible because of Demi. Like, we would not be friends if it weren't for our mutual love for Demi. So this is insane. But we also have a special guest that we're bringing onto this show, this episode, because I think her name is Addie, and I feel like if it weren't for Addie too, then we would not have met Demi. There's like a lot that goes into it, like the reason we camped out, and like Addie had a really nice interaction with Demi, and I think that kind of set the tone for us like meeting Demi. But we'll get into that. So you want to just hop right into that?
Yeah, let's
roll the clip. We're here with Addie. Welcome to the show. I wanted to ask you, how long have you been a Demi fan for?
So honestly, ever since like Camp Rock, like 2008, I was on the way to meet my granddad, and I cut my bangs to look like Mitchie Torres, and they ended up being like this short. I was in the car. But my first Demi show was 2009, the summer tour.
Oh, okay.
And we got free tickets, and we ended up in the third row somehow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you've met Demi a couple times before, right?
Yeah, the first time was 2014, twice in 2014 and twice in 2016.
And so when we ran into Demi, Angel and I were talking about how we thought we would never meet Demi again. So this was insane. So we wanted to get into it because I feel like there's a lot of people thought that we like tracked Demi down. So I feel like we need to like clear the air on that. But first, before we get into that, also, I wanted to thank you, because I don't think we would not have met Demi if it weren't for you. If you guys didn't camp out as early as you were, we saw you guys were like, okay. And you guys were so cool and welcoming to our little group. We would have just probably went back to the hotel and stayed there for a minute, and then we wouldn't have ran into Demi. So it's really all thanks to you.
No, literally, I was going to say, like, because we weren't originally planning on camping out. Like, we weren't going to camp out the night before. We were going to get there, like, 9 a.m. the day of. And so we originally were going to walk the boardwalk just to, like, check out the venue. But we saw you sitting there, and we were like, oh, shit, guess it's starting.
Like, yeah, we got to get on it.
I assumed I would get there at, like, 8 p.m., but then I get so anxious, and I can't stand that feeling. We got into Asbury at 3 p.m., was at the venue by, like, 3:20, and I'm just like, you know what? We brought stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. So let's just, you know, stay here. But yeah, a lot of people ended up coming once they saw us, because they were like, oh, well,
yeah,
we're already camping out. I mean, also thanks to you, though, because if we didn't see your video, nobody would have known Demi was there. So
yeah, I didn't even think it had posted. So with one of our other friends, Ashley, that we were with, she was like, don't post anything. And I was like, oh, I already did. And then I was like, oh, wait, it didn't even post at all. Like, it didn't say on Instagram that it posted. So I'm like, oh, we're good. And then all of a sudden, like, everyone came and ran from, you know, onto the boardwalk, which, again, I'm really happy about, because I don't think I would have worked up the courage to be like, hey, Demi, can we take a picture?
Because I didn't think I was gonna. I never thought I would meet them in public, ever.
No.
I always joke that, like, if I ever saw them, I'd be like,
yeah.
And, you know, when you have meet and greets, you prepare. Like, you go over in your head what you're going to say, and it never comes out right anyway. But I don't know. You it was just, they were there, and it's like, I gotta say something or I'm gonna regret it. So
let's start from the beginning, how we saw Demi, and then we'll work our way into the reaction, the interaction with Demi. So Angel, do you want to tell the story about how we accidentally ran into Demi Lovato?
Yeah, so Paige, Ashley, and I were leaving our hotel. We literally went back to shower, and we were planning on getting back in line. And like right as we were walking out of our hotel and heading back to the line, Paige looks up and is like, Demi's right there. And I was like, what do you mean Demi's right there? I was like, I had a moment where I was like,
her until we were on the block.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I didn't believe you. I was like, what do you mean Demi's right there? And then Paige was like, look up, Demi's right there. And I just saw like the boots and like the black outfit. And I was like, that could be anyone. Like, okay. But then we got on the boardwalk and I saw Jutes and the security guard. And I was like, okay, that's Demi. And we were really like, so Paige and I were like trailing behind Demi for like 10 minutes, like down the boardwalk.
10 minutes? It was like three.
Oh, I would have been.
Well, I felt like at 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So we were behind Demi at like a distance. So Demi and Hanody were behind them. That was the plan. But Paige had the plan of like, we were going to walk to the end of the boardwalk and then turn around and like casually see Demi and be like, oh, hey.
I was saying to you, I was like, well, what was I going to do? Like go up behind Demi, like put my hands over their eyes and be like, guess who? Like from behind. I didn't know. I didn't know another way to
the casual makes it so funny. Cause I was telling my mom about that and she was like, you would not be able to just casually say hey to Demi. Like, oh, hey, what's up girl? Like, no, that wouldn't be able to happen.
But I was so conflicted. Cause I was like, they're obviously looking for a place to eat. They're stopping at like each restaurant and looking, and they walked down the whole boardwalk. And I was like, I don't want to like bother them. They're on like a little date. And I was like, but then I don't want to regret it. So that's why I was recording Demi from behind, which like, I think if you're just like a random person, you'd be like, that's kind of stalkerish. But I was like, this might be the only like evidence I have of like seeing Demi if I don't work up the courage to say anything. So
it's also instinct. Even when anything happens, I'm like, huh, Snapchat.
Right.
Girl.
Exactly. That's so true. That's a good, that makes me feel better about it. Cause I was like, people are definitely thinking like we were tracking Demi. We were like outside. We didn't know we were in New Jersey.
We were fully planning on going back to that line. But, and then we saw Demi walk across the street onto the boardwalk. We were like, detour.
I was so anxious too, like walking back to the venue, because I've had such bad anxiety that whole entire trip until like up to the concert, because it's just so much general admission. So my like focus was like, I'm like, I see the Stone Pony, like I'm almost there, my anxiety's going crazy, and then all of a sudden Demi Lovato, like what the hell, like what are
they, like, wait.
Because you see like people will run into Demi at like a coffee shop or like wherever on the street somewhere, and I was like, that that would never be me,
never. Yeah,
so that was just so cool. So I like I said, I had posted to my story that we spotted Demi, and one of the girls, Anna I believe, in line saw my story. And so what was it like when you guys were waiting at the venue and somebody was like, Demi Lovato's on the boardwalk?
Okay, so someone had just left to get food and I was like, oh, I'm kind of hungry, maybe I should go too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness I didn't. I would have cried for days. Aww. But maybe it was Anna or Anna. I'm not sure who even like saw the post, but she said, Demi's on the boardwalk. And next thing I knew, I was running across the street, not even looking both ways. I just, you know, started running. But like, I did not assume to get on the boardwalk and see them. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, we're probably gonna be walking around for an hour. You know, and we missed, there's no way. And like, as soon as we get in like viewing distance of like the actual boardwalk, we're just like, oh, that's them.
Yeah.
Like
they were right there, right? Like,
like 30 out. Feet. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. And we all like, you know, immediately stopped running. We weren't, you know, trying to cause any craziness, but it was like four or five of us then, and then a couple more came after, like when they were like, oh, they're kind of standing there for a good minute, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of like piled like up, like what should we do, like should we say hi? And I just like start recording, and I'm just walking over there, and I just say, like when we're a good distance, I just go, hi Demi, we're waiting for you tomorrow, or something. Mm-hmm. Like that. And she goes, oh, hi, thank you so much. And then like somebody else was like, yeah, we're already here. And then it looked like they were just going to continue walking. Like, you know.
And that guy that they knew.
Yeah. Some random dude walks up to them and she goes, fancy meeting you here. Mm-hmm. And then like they're kind of turned towards that dude. And then like Jutes is talking to him. And then Demi just turns around and walks to me. And I'm just like, okay. You know, and I had just posted that like thing on Snapchat just because I recorded it. And I was like, I need to come back and look at it. Mm-hmm. So my Snapchat was out. And Demi, I wasn't going to ask for a picture because I could not deal with the heartbreak of them saying no.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's too risky.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yeah, let's take some picture. And I'm just like, okay. Like,
yeah. So Demi had you if a picture with that.
And I'm just like, thank you so much, because I probably would just be like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
You honestly have no idea what's going on in that moment. And that's how it is when every time I met them.
Yeah.
Like, my second meet and greet was the best ever. I recorded it. And so I was speaking and I was absolutely bawling. It's insane because I'm like, it was a whole minute. And people are like, a whole minute. I was like, the first time I got literally high picture by. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. So it's just insane. But it was just, and then people were, you know, taking selfies with Demi. So I go over to Jutes and I'm like, can I get a picture with you too? And then he's like, yeah, of course. And then it just came out of my mouth. I was like, thank you so much for being such a good boyfriend, Demi. And he just like looks at me like so confused, and he's like, yeah, of course. Like,
aww.
He has no idea how protective we are over Demi. And yeah. So but that was so sweet.
He doesn't want,
like,
to find out either.
No, right? No, he was really sweet. And I, like, just got really genuine, calm vibes from him. And so, like, it made me like him more for Demi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever Demi dates anybody, we're like,
yeah.
Right.
You know. Like, what are your motives? But.
Exactly. Yeah, even when you saw them, like, just walking together, it, like, you just
Demi
could tell, like,
laughing.
The vibe. Like, they were singing hands. Yeah, Demi was laughing. You could just tell, like, they were genuinely, like, even, like, there was someone had, like, ran up behind Demi before anyone was coming and was like, Demi, and Jutes looked behind. Demi didn't even flinch. Jutes looked behind and then, like, grabbed Demi around the waist. Because,
like, a couple people said Demi's name and he would turn back and kind of, like, you know, like, oh, who was that? But Demi, that's also why I didn't approach Demi either. I was like,
okay, if I knew that, I probably wouldn't have. Oh,
no,
God,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Thank God you were there, because we were like so far back. So, okay. So what had happened was they had stopped at the end of the boardwalk and we like walked a little past them. I'm like, okay, so what the hell do we do now? They're stopped. Like, we're stopped. We don't want to make it obvious. Like, so then they start walking the other way. I'm like, oh my God. And then we saw you guys. I couldn't tell it. I didn't know it was you guys, because I did text you, but it didn't say that my message was read. So I didn't.
And I wasn't even on the phone at all. I had no idea.
Yeah. And so I, was like, oh, are they taking pictures? Are they like signing autographs? I have like a video of it. And then we got closer. We started walking a little bit faster. And by the time we got there, I think Demi was getting, I don't think they were getting like overwhelmed, but they're like, okay, like more people are coming. Cause we were all really calm. I think we need to make that very clear. Like we weren't.
They just were like, I don't want to, you know, make a scene. So let's get group selfies.
Yeah. Demi's like, do you mind if we take a group photo, just because I don't want to like draw attention? I was like, of course. So then we're like trying to figure out who's taking the photo, and Demi's like,
everybody's popping in.
Yeah, Demi grabs Angel's phone because we're just like flustered.
Who's gonna
like,
take it?
Yeah. And so yeah, and then like, you know, everyone was popping in, and yeah, it was really cool to experience that, because I never thought that would ever happen. And then
I never, ever, ever would have thought I was going to meet Demi again, because the way I met Demi in 2018 was like not even like, I literally got meet and greet for free. Like, it was out of nowhere. Someone was just very kind on Twitter and gave me their meet and greet. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is never going to happen again.
Demi,
like,
you met Demi free twice.
Look, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, yeah.
When I was 2018, I was like, this is a once in a lifetime experience. Like, this is never going to happen again. And like you said, an actual meet and greet, it's literally like, hi, picture, bye. So I was like I never had to say anything to Demi, like, but this time it like felt more relaxed, and like I didn't feel like we were being like pushed out of the meet and greet room.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yeah. Like, it was actually like we could stop and have a conversation without like being like, gotta get the next picture. Like, let's go.
I was just not prepared with my words. I had like
nothing
like was coming to mind. I would have been like, oh, we have a podcast, like, or something, just like a little mention of something. Like,
or I've had this store for almost 10 years.
Yeah. Like, nothing came to mind. But some, I don't know if it was you that had mentioned that you're like, oh, we're camping out for you. And Demi was like, on the boardwalk?
Was so I. After I said hi, Demi, I said like, we're here for you. We're waiting for you for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she just said, oh, thank you so much. And then someone was like, yeah, that's where we're sleeping. And she goes, oh, on the boardwalk. That's so cute. And then I'm like, no, over there. And we just point to the concrete. And she's like, what? Demi was like, thank you so much. And then I just, in the video that you were taking, I just hear myself say, no, thank you. And I'm like,
yeah. And then Angel's like, we love you so much. You're amazing.
Yeah, I literally, like, the entire time I wanted to say something so bad, but then, like, as you're walking away, I was finally like, I have to say something. Oh, you're so awesome. We love you so much.
And that was what I was like, oh, I need to say something too. So then Addie and I were talking about this, and I was like, have a good time or whatever. That's all I could say. Like, how out of everything that I've, you know, you think about, there's so many times I've had dreams where I've met Demi and, like, I was
like, oh my God, yeah.
All this stuff.
I had one the night before.
You did?
Yes.
Oh my God, you manifested it. You manifested that happening.
Literally.
We did keep our cool, but we freaked out and called like our family afterwards. Like, you would have never.
I literally called like several people. When we got back to our spot in line, like, it was just, no one was talking to each other. It was just Andrew was on the phone with different people.
No one was answering my call. I'm like, not my mom wasn't, Josh wasn't. It was terrible. I'm like, what the hell?
No. I literally copied and pasted the I just fucking met Demi Lovato message to like several different people. And like, I was calling my boyfriend, my mom, and they were all like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. Like, I was like, I didn't even know what to say.
I called my mom. And I didn't tell her like that I was camping out because she would be like, oh my God, you're gonna get murdered.
Yeah.
But I was like, Mom, I just met Demi Lovato. And she was like, what's wrong? I was like, I just met Demi Lovato. And she's like, oh God, I thought something was wrong. How did that happen? Because like in 2014, when I had the best meet and greet, my mom was reading her book in the car waiting for me because I was too young to drive by myself. I love my mom. She supports my insane obsession with Demi, but I called her after. I was like, Mom, my face was in Demi's boobs. And she was just like, oh, who called her mom saying that? Like, come on.
I love
but,
it.
Oh,
man.
He also mentioned and Demi one smelled so like, good. That is so random, but Demi smelled very good.
Oh, someone asked me, is Demi
That's what people were saying. I was like,
I don't think I breathe when it
went. Take a whiff.
Seriously. Like, what am I going to do? Just be I can't. The security guard's like, what, get away.
No, I only because, you know, Demi's hand was on my phone, you know, not to brag. But then when I got my phone back, literally, I think you said it as a joke, like, what does it smell like? And I really smelt my phone and it smelled like perfume. And I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, what does it smell like? Can I sniff it?
I'm really glad that we like kept calm in front of Demi, because imagine Demi seeing us afterwards, like smelling our phones. And,
no, like, seriously. Yeah. And she was gonna see our face in the crowd because we knew it'd be barricades. So it's like, sorry, you know, that would have just been awful.
Yeah.
But she made I think she made eye contact with like all of us. Mm-hmm. Like, she knew.
Literally, I have a video of her looking right at me. And
me
like,
too.
I feel like that wouldn't have happened if we didn't meet them the night before. But like, I feel like they really remembered us because we.
Oh, definitely.
We camped the fuck out. So,
yeah. And like, when people ask, like, because you like, I've met her a few times. They're like, oh, does she remember you? And I was like, no, like, no. And then so it's like, I think, you know, it's the night before. Like, she'll, you know, forget us after the show, but before, like, she'll probably be like, oh yeah, I met them. Mm-hmm. But no, cool for the summer. She. Pointed at me and said, you and I, and I was just like, Demi flirted with me. Because I flirted with her in Illinois with the sign. And so I was like, wow. Sorry, Jutes.
Sorry.
Get out of here, Jutes. Kate said, like, she was like, oh, we're going to meet Demi. We're going to meet Demi. I was like, really? Because I was like, I had no intentions ever. No. And so, like, it would just, everything worked out so perfectly. And then, like, I only knew, like, I had only met three people in the group, Steph, Kate, and Cam. And then I didn't know anybody else, but it's like we just bonded over something. And yeah. So after that, we were just so comfortable the rest of the night. And
it was,
I don't know, Demi just mends everything.
Definitely. Absolutely. And something too that I like heard Demi say was somebody had asked, like, are we going to get any new music at the concert? And
yeah,
no, but you're going to get like rock versions of something.
Rock version. So
then remember someone said like, really don't care on my live. So we were all like, we're getting really don't care rock version. Well,
that's like the most random of all
songs. But for me, on the ride over there, we were listening to Demi's whole discovery. And like when really don't care from it, I was like, oh, I would love this to be rock.
You were saying like how no, so perfect. Like I know this video was about us meeting Demi, but like literally everything that day, like it just, because remember we thought the concert was gonna be canceled for a while because it started pouring down rain and hailing.
Yeah.
Like we met Demi randomly on the boardwalk, and then randomly it starts fucking pouring. All of us were sobbing in Paige's car. Like I literally was freaking the fuck out. I thought I was gonna puke because I was like, we literally camped out for the last however many hours just for this to be canceled. Like I would be so mad. And then finally it stopped raining like 2 hours before doors open. Like it was perfect. No.
Mm-hmm.
If it did get canceled, of course I would be so upset. I mean, I just met Demi, so I can't be
yeah, we would go home like fulfilled in the sense like we met Demi, so that's okay. It kind of makes up for it. But then you think about all the people who did travel and didn't get that chance
to
be in or there for the show. Yeah. Like so, but luckily it wasn't canceled. Everything worked out amazingly, and
all the way up to like the actual like it started, like we got the barricade like we wanted to front and center, like everything just literally like fell into place. It was so nice because I was anxious the entire time leading up to it, and it just finally worked out, and I was like,
I asked the security lady, she was so sweet. I was like, can you just like pat the first 20 of us down, like we've been here overnight, you know, like just pass down. And she's like, okay. And so she just started patting down 30 minutes before, and so
we were good to
go. It just made it, you know, like, yeah, like we scan tickets and go. And then me and Kate were like speed walking, like the slowest fast walk I've ever done in my life.
I would have loved
my arm is like,
yes, because
I was literally like this.
I slow down.
Yeah, I was just swinging my arm. This lady looks at me and Kate and she's like, stop it. And we're like, we're walking. And she goes, I don't care. And we're just like, oh my God, ma'am. Like, and these other guys, like the big scary guys, are looking at us like cracking up. Like,
yeah.
You're like, bro, what is that?
Lighten up a little bit, lighten up. Like,
seriously.
Yeah, someone told us to slow down, stop running. We're like, sorry. And I'm like trying to like pull you. And then, like, I don't even know where Ashley was. It was just like, I was in, like the tunnel vision going on.
No, it was like, the front is right there. We need to get there.
You know where you want to be. This is
the longest walk of my life.
Oh, literally, it was, oh so
far. It was so far away.
And then we got there and we had to stand for 2.5 hours. Like, I was so excited when I was like, oh, we got front and center. And then I was like, wait, but we can't even do anything for 2.5 hours.
And then, okay, I had already felt like I was going to pass out the night before. Okay, honestly, 2 minutes before I was running to Demi, I had to sit down because I was like, wow, I'm going to pass out. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I didn't pass out running to the boardwalk. But no, and then people started passing out. Like, we were dying of water. And then fights broke out. It was honestly insane. I was like, a fight almost broke out right behind us.
It keeps everything interesting when you're waiting for like 2.5 hours.
I'm glad that there was something happening. Yeah.
You took a nap? I was like,
honestly. And then Kate said to me, I said, huh? And she's like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. I was like, what's going on? I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was 48 like, hours. I got it.
I don't know if you saw me. Like, I was like hunched over like this. Oh, and also, by the way, thank you so much for being like, do you want to come over to like over here and get in the front? You're like, I feel bad.
I saw you and I was like, what's happening?
Well, yeah, I was right behind Angel and she's short, so it was okay. It was just I let the shorter thing.
Yeah, I had Amanda right in front of me because she's literally like what, 4'10". I was like, she's not gonna get by being behind anyone.
So I had her
in front of me, and then yeah.
And it was good. Like, so the people that were starting drama, like everyone I feel like had a good spot. Like, I don't know how far it went back, but I mean,
all the people that were starting drama though had good spots. Like, there was no need for everyone to be fighting break, because everyone that got there like the night before, we all had front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because so we got there 26 hours early. Like,
yeah. Before we hop off, I wanted to ask, you said you're going to Philly, right?
Me, yeah.
So we're going to Philly as well. So I hope we get to reunite.
Yeah, definitely.
That is, I'm very anxious for that. I think I'm even more anxious for that one than this, yeah, this past.
I honestly haven't even thought about it because I have not been able to listen to any music and like any
I haven't song. Even recovered from Asbury yet, let alone looking at Philly.
I accidentally overslept today and yesterday. I'm supposed to leave for work at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I went to 8:20.
Oh my God. So yeah.
Exhausted.
It's a lot. Mm. I was sick. I was like physically got sick the next day. I had to miss my best friend's baby shower. I was on my way there and I was
remember
like
that.
I dropped the bag off to her, her gift. I was yeah. like, I have to, I was like, I'm gonna throw up. Like, I have to go. Oh my God, I love it. I'm like I said, I'm so glad that we got to experience this all together and that Demi's brought us all together creating lifelong friendships because it's just something that is so special. You know what I mean?
Everybody that I'm,
I never
like,
thought that I was gonna close. Make new Demi friends. Yeah.
Everybody close. That I'm super close to, I met because of Demi. It's yeah. like I would have never met my best friends if I hadn't. You know, it's yeah. crazy how things happen.
It is.
No, literally, like Paige is someone I consider to be like one of my closest friends that we would not have that if it wasn't for Demi. Like we say this so much, like it's not like a broken yeah. record, but Demi makes miracles. Okay, like yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my two best friends got married because of Demi. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll link that video. We interviewed Addie's friend Maddie. We'll link that down below if you guys want to check it out. But Zoom is going to kick us off. We could probably keep talking for hours. We'll probably keep talking till like the next Demi concert in 2 weeks. We'll be reunited then. I'm so excited. Thank you so yes. much, Addie, for joining us on this week's
podcast. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We will see you guys next week.
For your weekly dose of Demi.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.